Hey, good morning, everybody. All right. So on the second part, if you heard the first part of Job, then of the thing of the part of the episode I have about Job. In the first one, we talk about how, you know, Job was this very rich man. He was the greatest man of the East of the land of Uz. And he was very fearful of God. He prayed for his children because he wanted to make sure that his kids hadn't cursed God in their hearts by doing some of the things they were doing. So Job was a very righteous and upright man in the eyes of God. So one day they say in the Bible, in verse 6 in Job, in the first chapter, it says that there was a day that came when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. So usually if you have a ruler who will be the Lord will be the ruler of all. He's the King of Kings. He's the King of all kings. So now you have his sons, which could be literal sons, or it could be, you know, like Paul said Timothy, that Paul said about Timothy, like Timothy was a son, someone under him that he was grooming. So anyway, it says that the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. So, you know, if this is saying before Jesus, you know, Jesus is Son of God, and there are other sons of God. So this could just be the angels or whatever, but it says that they came before the Lord because they were coming to give an account of what they had been doing. And it says, and Satan also came among them. Then, you know, that Satan, it could be, you know, I guess they're saying too that Satan is a son of God, or was a son of God. You know, at one point he was in heaven and he was, you know, right there with God until he tried to overthrow God. I don't know if this was before or after, but purposes of this story, for the book of Job, is just letting you know that. So now Satan is there before the Lord, and the Lord is asking him, so, all right, Satan, where have you come from? You know, what have you been doing? And Satan says, you know, I've been going to and fro on the earth and from walking up and down on it. So that lets you know he's going all over the earth. All over the earth. And you know what his job is: to rob, steal, and destroy. Kill, steal, and destroy. So he's going around to see who he can catch in their, you know, in their sins, in their mess. Or who he can get to lure them into sins and all of that kind of stuff. So at this point, God says, well, what about Job? Have you considered Job? That there's none like him on the earth, blameless and upright, and that fears God, turns away from evil. So now, see, this is the thing. See, it's almost like it's some kind of, it's almost like it's a challenge. Like, it's like Satan is saying, people don't really follow God. You know, and so now he said, what about Job? Because that's what Job was doing, right? Job was, he was following God all the time, and he was even praying for his kids to make sure that they didn't have any sin in their life. But Satan was like, so I mean, is Job fear God? I mean, for no reason? In other words, yeah, of course Job fears God. Because you've put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side. You've blessed all the works of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But do this, but stretch out your hand and touch what he has, and then he'll curse you to your face. Ooh, that's ooh wee, that's a cold accusation, ain't it? It's a cold accusation. He's basically telling God, oh, the only reason Job loves you and fears you is because of the stuff you've given him. Take that away from him and see. You know, the only reason he loves you and he fears you is because of, you know, that's a cold accusation. Basically saying that God bought Job's love or whatever. So the Lord said, okay. The Lord said, okay, all that he has is in your hand. Just don't touch him. And so then Satan goes out from the presence of the Lord to go let Job have it. What do you think Job was going to do? Keep tuning in. You'll find out. Thanks again, y'all, for listening. And don't forget, subscribe so you can hear what's coming next. You can hear what's coming next. You can hear it as soon as it's dropping. As soon as it drops, they'll let you know. Hey, another one came out from a street preacher. He's preaching on Job again, on God, on Satan. You know what? And plus, it's about to be, right now, it's a time where we need to have that kind of perseverance like Job had. Because, see, you looking at stuff and on the news, like on the news today, and we're talking about today, and one of the main things that's going on right now is this thing with the abortion. With Roe versus Wade. So now what happens if they go in there and overturn it? You know, at that point, the other side is going to come out full force, swinging. And I believe at this point, too, Christians are going to come back swinging just as hard or harder, because it's like, really, that's the thing. It's just like right here where Satan says he's going to. And Satan's saying that proudly. Like, I'm going to and fro. I'm going up and down all over the earth. To and fro, here and there, up and down. I'm going everywhere. I don't see nobody that's good. I don't see nobody that fears, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't see anybody that fears the Lord, fears God, loves God. You know, that type of stuff. That's what he's going back saying. You know, and so at this point, what do you think Satan is saying? Especially, I give you my opinion about abortions. I don't believe that. I would definitely be a person who would defend the right of the baby that's in there. You know, I say they have a right too. They have a right. Excuse me. And just like if, I don't know if it's the same thing or if it ever was or if it still is going on, but they say even if two people come from another country and if, let's say they come over here illegally and they come over here or a woman comes over here illegally and she gets pregnant, she has a baby, and the baby's born in America, then that means that the baby is a naturalized born citizen. It was born here in America. And that, so in that case, definitely two people who are born citizens and they have sex and there's a baby that comes into play, then that baby definitely should have rights. The minute it's created, it should have rights. Saying that, yeah, I know people are going to, the first thing people will say, what about somebody that gets raped? Well, okay, I know that's a very sensitive factor in that type of situation when that takes into place, but that's not the way that the law is written. The law is not written to say that only women who have been raped can have an abortion. No, the law is written saying that a woman can have an abortion, and one person said that basically some kind of way that if a woman could virtually say, or they could start saying, if they had twins, well, I want one of them and the other one I don't want. So that's what's going on right now, is that Christians are starting to really feel the pressure from God to say, well, okay, if y'all gonna let evil run rampant and y'all not gonna say anything about it or do anything about it, then I'm gonna just let evil take over. So now, Christians are starting to really, you know, speak out, and they're really starting to say, hey, we don't want there to be a system in place that says you can kill our babies just because they haven't been born yet. And the mother has the right to do with her body is whatever she wants to do. I mean, come on. Anyway, that's not the point. I'm getting off the point of Job. But the point is that because that's what Satan is always doing, going around trying to prove that a person is not a legitimate follower of God, a legitimate Christian. And we need to be like the Job. We need to stand the pressure and never curse God in our hearts. You know, so that's what's going on right now. Satan has come and, you know, accused Job's faith in God being based on material stuff and stuff like that, and the Lord agrees to let Satan test Job by taking away. You see what he's gonna do to Job. You see what he's gonna do. He's gonna come at Job real hard. So stay tuned, y'all. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. Love y'all. Y'all be good. Y'all have a good day today, and I'll talk to y'all later. All right. Bye.